How would an extra $12,000 a year change your lifestyle? The centerpiece of Andrew Yang's campaign for the Democratic nomination is what he calls the Freedom Dividend, a payment of $1,000 every month to every adult in America. To show what it could do, Yang selected a single New Hampshire family to receive the money for 1 year. That experiment just ended, and HPR's Todd Bookman went to Goffstown to see what the money meant to them.
The Fassi family are Chuck and Jody and a college-age daughter named Janelle. They have a dog.
Stop it.
And a savings account and a dining room table that rarely gets used. There's a history of mental illness on Chuck's side, and he struggled at times. In 2017, he lost a decent-paying job with a chemical company.
And then he had like a breakdown because he couldn't really understand what happened to him and what we were going to do now for money. He couldn't handle it, so he went into the hospital for a week.
You know, you got a daughter in college, you don't have an income, you know, you have bills coming in, you know, no livelihood to pay them, and it does a lot to your psyche. You know, it makes you feel like, you know, you're less of a, you know, you're not even a human being.
They sold Chuck's Camaro. They cut back on unnecessary spending. Jody, who cleans houses, even suspended their public radio contributions, if you can believe that. Then in the fall of 2018, just as Chuck landed a new job, their daughter Janelle saw Andrew Yang give a speech in Keene. He was looking for a family who could serve as a test case for universal basic income.
Because I didn't really know who Andrew Yang was when Janelle kind of came to us saying, hey, there's this Asian guy running for president and he wants to give everybody $1,000 a month and he wants to start with you. I'm like, okay.
Universal Basic Income, or UBI, comes with no strings attached. The concept has had a range of backers over the years, from Thomas Paine in the 18th century to free market economist Milton Friedman. Under Yang's plan, everyone over 18 would qualify. To implement the policy on a nationwide scale would cost close to $3 trillion a year. Yang is proposing paying for that with a value-added tax, which is common in Europe. Putting aside whether this is smart policy or even feasible, and plenty of people don't think it is, Yang handed Jody the first check for $1,000 on New Year's Eve of 2019.
So we just kept putting it in the bank, and then when Janelle, of course, when her tuition payment came, that was very, very relaxing knowing I had that money in the bank.
The year of free money ended in December. Of the $12,000, the Fassies put about $10,000 of it toward college. That's money Janelle now won't have to borrow in loans. The Fassies don't have receipts for how they spent the other $2,000, but they recognize ways, small ways, that the UBI changed them.
Even going to the grocery store, you know, we were without thinking, we were like, oh, we want that, we, you know.
So, give me some examples. What were you buying at the grocery store that you wouldn't normally have bought?
Well, our daughter is very organic, so she buys expensive peanut butter, kale.
Yeah, I had the special yogurt that's like $1 a piece.
$1.50 a piece.
$1.50.
That was Janelle there with the fancy yogurt. Chuck also went a bit hippie at the grocery store, buying kombucha.
So Chucky would sneak that into the grocery cart anytime that we were at the grocery store. And I kept saying, okay, you know when this money stops, this is going to stop. Because $8, $9 for one bottle, we can't afford that.
The Freedom Dividend, as Yang likes to call his UBI plan, also prompted Chuck to try something he heard could be good for people with anxiety.
When we first started receiving it, I actually started taking improv classes for my mental health, and that was $100 a month. And I know that, you know, getting the Freedom Dividend, we noticed that we were doing things that we normally, if we weren't receiving it, we weren't going to do.
With an extra $12,000, the Fassi family chose college tuition, healthy food, and improv classes. It's easy to imagine other middle-class families doing the same, a mix of the financially prudent with some extra set aside for the things that make life worth living. It's exactly what Andrew Yang has in mind. I asked him about the Fassies after a rally he held in Concord last week.
I think Chuck even worked on some kombucha and some home crafts. So there are many things that happen that were very positive with the Freedom Dividend. And this is the trickle-up economy, and the Fassi family demonstrates just how positive it can be.
One of Yang's arguments for UBI is that it would provide a boost, not just a financial one, but a mental one, to all of America. Chuck agrees.
You know, if people aren't living in this scarcity, that maybe, you know, it'll turn maybe the mental health of this country around a little bit.
After a year of free money, the Fasseys now have to dial it back. Less kale, a daunting college tuition bill coming. The financial freedom of the last 12 months is all gone. To them, it was well spent. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.